You're listening to the Andres Segovia Show.
And welcome to the program, everyone. I am your host, Andres Segovia. Thank you so much for joining me. This is a channel update. So for those of you that are tuning in on YouTube and Facebook, it's all the same, including the podcast. Just wanted to give you all a heads up that there's some changes coming to the show, where I'm introducing more video content. I'm hard at work on post-production on a lot of different content, both for this main program and also for the off-the-record exclusive content that you can get at www.theandresegovia.com. There's been a lot of changes lately to the algorithms. It shouldn't be as a surprise that with all the political differences going on, some of the tech giants have taken to silence those that have opposing viewpoints, and unfortunately channels like mine are caught in the crossfire, where independent content creators such as ourselves are either being drowned out by the noise or are accidentally being suspended because of all the craziness going on. So unfortunately I have not been able to produce as much as I wanted to because of the way YouTube's been pushing things out or not pushing things out. And I've been complaining to them. Those of you that follow my channel know I've been having a struggle with YouTube, but thank God they lifted all the embargoes on my recent episodes, so you can tune in to check those out. But unfortunately, the damage was done, and a lot of my views are still unaccounted for some reason. So it does hurt because I do receive some kind of income through some of the views. So imagine 20,000 views not being counted as revenue clicks. It's unfortunate and has nothing to do with politics, folks. You know, I'm here to inform you about what's going on. And it's along those lines where I wanted to make a bit of a more focused change to my show, where there's a lot of uncertainty going on in the economy. Some of you are unemployed. Others are trying to pick up whatever you have remaining. And a lot of you look at the daunting task of trying to rebuild. And I've always said that real estate is your path to retirement, your path to wealth. And it still is a possibility. The question is, how long might it take you? And I want to be able to help guide you through that process, because that's what I'm here for. So whether you're a buyer or a seller or somewhere in between, because you found yourself somewhere in between when all this COVID stuff went down, I want to inform you about some of the changes that are coming up, some of the things that you need to learn, and some of the disclosures that you can expect to run into with life during COVID. So I will be doing more video-based presentations on that on a more fixed schedule. So stay tuned for the revamped Real Estate 101 that will be debuting in July. Starting off with you, the buyers. So yes, the buyers and sellers, you guys will be right behind them to talk about the differences in marketing your property in the political and environmental climates we find ourselves in. So stay tuned for all that and a lot more changes. I'll be making more announcements as the time draws near for me for my relaunch of the show and off the record. Stay tuned for that kind of exclusive content, such as soundtracks, movies, and other tidbits and the archives of what I used to do way back in the days. For those of you that are interested in getting into real estate or have real estate questions and you want to reach out to me directly, you can go to my real estate resources stuff at my real estate website at www.segoviares.com. That's Segovia Real Estate Services.com. My contact information is all there. My license number, for those of you that are curious, is all there, up to date as well. So if you have any questions, by all means, reach out to me, and we can schedule a video consultation. So thank you so much for listening to this episode of the program. Remember to like, share, subscribe, stay in the know. Share this with everybody that you know, because good stuff is coming, and I want to help you along the way as we all rebuild together, because yes, despite all the division that's going on, we are all in this together. I'll see you on the next one.